Touchdown, Sidney Brown. That might have been the last highlight of that game. It's just, I mean, you think about it, it made it 21 to 6, but it was not a good, week. it was not a good week. It was not a good week. It's just, where do you start with losing to that team? But it was terrible. They're still in the play. The Eagles are still in the play. By the way, good morning. Good morning. It's just Sidney Brown off a mistake, and it was a terrific run. Terrific run for the touchdown after the interception. But so that's the highlight of the week last week. There were others, but that was the big highlight. Good morning. Howard Eskett here on this Saturday morning, getting ready for the final regular season game. I mean, there's still like a 1% chance that the Eagles can win the division. Because the first thing that have to happen is the Cowboys would have to lose, which is unlikely against the stinking Redskins. Kind of interesting. The coach obviously wants, the head coach wants to win for Washington. However, the team probably doesn't want him to win because it could screw up what I think would be the second pick in the draft. But whatever. So it's a lot to talk about with the Eagles. Win or not win tomorrow. Play your players or not play your players tomorrow. Well, I'm playing the players. And really, if it's a blowout by Dallas, you keep an eye on the scoreboard. If Dallas is blowing them out, you really want to have a win going in the playoffs. But it's not necessary because there's so many teams resting their players, and it's not important anymore with the win. There's nothing you can do with the last game of the season. The NFL hopes that many games are important, but it doesn't work that way. So I am playing my players, and they should play their players, just in the case that Dallas could lose, but I don't think they will. But you keep an eye on that. So, but there's so many things to look at here. Here's the whole deal. There's so many things to look at. And let me make this very clear. Nick Sirianni, who is the head coach of the Eagles, as you well know, is not going anywhere after this season. He's not going anywhere. You know, he might go home each night, but he's not going anywhere. For all the geniuses out there that want him fired, and it's to really even go down that road and to even ask the question, and there's people that work at WIP that are asking the question. To ask the question is ridiculous. To think that he's going to get fired is ridiculous. The Eagles just went to the Super Bowl last year. They just went to the Super Bowl. What the hell? You know, he didn't get dumb overnight. It really does come down. It really does come down to players. And A.J. Brown, to his credit, and people still want to rip him. You might be able to criticize him for certain things. But you can't criticize him for what he said this week. And I was standing there. I thought his body language was good. I thought he explained things well enough. He brought up the Seattle game. So now Nick Sirianni's news conference, his end-of-week news conference, dealt with pretty much that game 3 weeks ago because of what A.J. Brown said. You know, once he answers the first question, it's just, you know, I'm glad guys take accountability. You know, it's just, but the head coach doesn't want to put it on, and I think at times they really do have to put it on the players. But they don't anymore. It's a different world. But if anybody has any questions about some of the things that you, obviously you have questions about what's going on, I will try to answer them without just rolling out nonsense, which happens a lot on the air. And in talking to people down at the Eagles and trying to find out what's going on. There was a, when Jalen Hurts spoke this week, there's so many, everybody's looking for something. And I get it. They're looking for problems. I think the problems are they just don't have enough talent on defense. For whatever reason, they don't have enough talent on defense. The players just right now, whether they can get better or not, I know Slay will be back. It'll help him a little bit. He won't be back this week. But Cunningham will be back this week, the linebacker. But you still need more than that. They don't get sacks because the other teams now know to get the ball out within a couple of seconds because, guys, the short passes are always there. They don't have the players that can press, cover, and play tighter because they worry about the deep ball. It just, there's so many things to look at, and there's reasons for everything. But people always want to blame the coaches. Get rid of Brian. Let's start from the top. Get rid of Nick Sirianni. Is that going to change the players on the field? No. Get rid of Brian Johnson. I mean, Jalen Hurts has had a good year. Nothing, you know, when they lose games, I don't think the offense is the biggest problem right now. Although scoring only 17 against Seattle was one of the reasons they didn't win that game. You know, the last drive was obviously the biggest reason. I think Jalen Hurts is okay, but changing the coaches, changing Brian Johnson, I don't know if the offensive line was great last year, and it's good this year, but it's not as good as it was last year. Blitz pickups are being missed, and sometimes you just don't have enough players with the amount of players the other team sends. But whatever the case, so it's, I don't think it's Brian Johnson. I don't think it was Sean Desai, and I don't think it's Matt Patricia. And there's different ideas and different philosophies, but you can only deal with what you have to play with. It's just, and they don't have, I just don't have enough quality on defense. And then the defensive line, you know, Josh Sweat, he has seasons where he has games, he has stretches where he's really, really good. And then all of a sudden, like, where is he? But it's hard to get to the quarterback when he gets rid of it within a couple of seconds. Players are open on the other team. And other teams have seen that now. And they're exposing that now. So, you know, all these people want to get rid of the coaches. They're going to have to be an improvement of the players. The players are going to have to get better. And the quality of the players. Now, they have a lot of draft picks, but that doesn't necessarily fix enough. Jordan Davis. There has to be questions about Jordan Davis. He's a run stopper, and they can't stop the run. Now, it's not all his fault. He's a run stopper, and they don't stop the run. Can they win a playoff game? Yes. Assuming Tampa wins at, I think they're at Carolina. Assuming Tampa wins, which I think they will win. Assuming they win at Carolina, the Eagles, and assuming the Eagles are the fifth seed and some Dallas doesn't lose, so they jump into the one seed, I think they could win the first playoff game. But then it really gets, then it would be San Francisco. At San Francisco, really be tough. All right, so we'll deal with that today. Mark Lawrence will be on to take a look at the weekend football and the national championship game at 9:40. We will talk about the Sixers got smoked last night, but that's not the story. You know, just there's one guy that's happy on the team. There's one guy that's happy, even though they got beat by 36 at home. One guy's happy. Hey, that's all that matters. As long as you keep one guy happy on the team, that's all that matters. I'll get into that, too. All right, our question today, and this week we have a $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. And if you're going to watch playoff football and national championship football, which the game's Monday night, you can watch it and really enjoy yourself with the atmosphere and the food at McGurk's. McGurk's is one of the great places to go in this area. Food, ambiance, everything, but all the TVs, you know, it's all good stuff. Three locations: Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. All right. It's a little different, more of an opinion than a question, but here we go. What do you want to see in Philadelphia sports in 2024 other than championships? That's too easy. You can't just say, oh, I want so-and-so to win a championship. No. That's not the way it's going to work. So what do you want to see? And we'll judge, you know, how thoughtful you are in what you want to see in 2024 in Philadelphia sports. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. We're at the Borgata. Did I mention that? If I didn't, I mentioned. We're at the Sportsbook, BetMGM. Borgata is absolutely, I mean, the restaurants were slamming last night. Boy, it's just, that's because the restaurants are all good here at Borgata. All right, let's take a call or two before we take care of some things. Matthew, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's going on, Howard?
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm not doing too good.
Uh-oh.
No, you know, this Eagles season, man, it just got me thinking how, you know, the NFL is just a cruel woman, man, because, you know, before going into the season, we have all these Super Bowl hopes and everything. And, you know, even down to the littlest thing, like, oh, you know, we're going to break the curse of the no repeat division winner in 19 years. Well, that looks like it's not going to happen.
No, and unlikely at this point, yes.
Right. And then, you know, we have people, and I didn't agree with this, but we have people talking about, a lot of hosts, too, talking about, you know, Hurts is elite, and he's right up there with Mahomes and everything. And this year, he's just like, he's just not been good, Howard. I know you said he's been all right, but he's second.
He's been okay. He's been good, but not as good as he needs to be, let's say. Yeah.
Right. Well, when you're getting
he's had some inconsistencies of that make him a good quarterback. Yeah, I would certainly agree with that. But he's good. He's just got to be better. Let's put it that way.
He's got to be a lot better, Howard. And that's what made us special last year. So he's got to be a lot better.
He was special last year. No question.
And here's the thing. Like, tomorrow's game, there's nothing they can do, whether they rest the players. I don't care whether they rest them or start them. It doesn't matter because I already know how this is going to end. And when you have Super Bowl expectations and this is how you're looking, it just doesn't give me no hope. So, but here's the main thing I wanted to say. The main thing on the defense is lack of talent, right? You would say that, right?
Yes, the players, there's not enough quality players, yeah.
Right, and that has to go on. And I love him to death, but that has to go on how it grows. He has to do a better job of drafting. And you mentioned Jordan Davis. Now, I was listening to Brian Baldinger yesterday on the podcast, and he's respectable. He doesn't just throw out stuff. He's saying that Jordan Davis is getting fined every week because he's not reaching his weight.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
that's what he said, Howard.
Well, if that's the case, and that's not good. But I don't know that Jordan Davis is tough enough. I don't know that he's tough enough. That's another issue.
As big as he is, he should be tough enough.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. He's got to be better. There's no question he's got to be better. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, I don't know if you were on the air when I asked the question. What do you want to see in Philadelphia sports in 2024?
Yeah, mine is simple. I just want to see the Sixers get out of the second round. I don't even need a championship. They get out the second round. I'm serious. Get out the second round. I'm good.
Wait a minute. Everything's okay. They lost by 36 last night, and everything's okay.
Well, that's
Joel got his 30 points, even when he shouldn't have been in the game. Well, he hurt himself early in the game. Turned his ankle, but he stayed in there down by 27 points or whatever because he needed to get his 30. As long as they keep Joel Embiid happy, everything's good. What are you worried about getting out of the second round for?
Nah,
I mean, come
on.
It's all about winning an MVP. It's all about keeping his 30-point streak going. That's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with what's best for the team. It's a joke. But all right, so getting out of the second round, you're in the mix. You're in the mix, Matthew. Nothing to do with getting out of the second round. Come on, please. Ron, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
You told me.
I'm sorry, did I wake you up?
Well, I started dozing off on you, Howard. Sorry. Anyway, so look, you told us what's wrong with the Eagles. Now I'm going to tell you what's wrong with the Eagles.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Howie screwed up the defense. Okay? This is what he went into the year with. Okay? He put all the money in. He put all the money into the offense. Okay? And he did not take care of the defense. Okay, now he knew that he.
Well,
was
I didn't. I don't know that he put all the money into the offense.
What's wrong with
okay.
The Eagles,
okay. Well, I'm just wanted to correct. He didn't put all the money. Well, hold it, Ron. Well, if you're going to say something incorrect, I want to just kind of clarify it. He didn't put all the money into the offense. All right.
All right. Well, he didn't put enough money into the defense. How about that?
Well, they don't have enough good players. Whatever the case.
Okay. Right. Okay. All right. So anyways. All right. We all know that, okay? We all know that, all right?
Okay.
And your offensive coach and your head coach, okay, they don't write up good plays, okay? They don't have a real lengthy portfolio, okay? They don't. They have no wrinkles. They do the same stuff. It's identifiable by the defense. Everybody already knows what the plays are going to be. The plays that they do have are pretty, are pretty bad.
Ron, you're not a coach, man. I mean, it's just you.
Listen, man, you carry Howard. You know, I thought I got over you running cover for the Birds, but I really
I'm not covering. I think their defense is terrible. Well, wait a minute. Is that a compliment or a criticism?
Everybody relax.
No. I'm not telling people. Hey, Ron. Now it's my turn. I never told people to take it easy. I question whether this team was going to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year based on history. I certainly don't think they're going to the Super Bowl now. Now, can they? Yes. Will they? No, I don't think so. But that's my opinion based on what I've seen. So, I mean, I don't know where I'm covering for them. I think people blame the coaches incorrectly. You said your brilliance, you laid out all your brilliance, Ron. They have no wrinkles. The pass by Gainwell, was that a wrinkle or was that just a regular play?
Well, I didn't catch up. What was that question?
I'm sorry. You don't understand.
Repeat it. I didn't hear it.
Okay. Was the Gainwell pass in the last game, was that a wrinkle or was that just part of the, an everyday play?
Well, okay, so
you said they have no wrinkles.
Well, they do.
Well, that's a wrinkle.
Nitwit. The kid can't run anymore. The bubble screams on the outside. And you got your
well, the third and 20, right? That was not. Come that on, was man. Part of. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Ryan, I would ask you to guess,
listen.
But I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm not defending the Eagles. See, now people think, how could they call the bubble screen a screen pass on a third and 20? Here, there's so many factors that went into that. And actually, Jalen Hurts may have been a little quick on the trigger, but that was not the first. There's always that option, especially in that situation, because if you get sacked, you're out of field goal range because the wind was blowing from that end. They knew that. So did Jalen Hurts, I mean, he saw a blitz. Did he act a little quickly? Maybe, maybe not. That was not, that was just part, that's an option in the play as a safety valve so you don't get sacked. All these people, oh, how can they call a screen pass or a bubble screen on third and 20? Do they have a lot of them? They may see something. And obviously players aren't doing their job if they miss a block. But whatever the case may be, that was not the play call. That's one of the options so you don't get sacked. It's a safety valve. It's just right. And they don't have any wrinkles. Hey, I don't know how many they do or they don't run. I don't know how many times the quarterback changes the plays. I don't know. Wrinkles. What do you want them to do? What do you want, a Philly special every play? I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's anyway, our question today, Ron didn't earn the right to answer the question. What to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's? What do you want to see in Philadelphia sports in 2024? And you can't say a championship. 215-592-9494. But one guy on the Sixers is happy. Lost by 36. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'll get into that. And you know what? I'm going to play... I'm going to deal with the A.J. Brown and Nick Sirianni situation. Nick addressed it far more than he probably should have yesterday, but I thought he was clear with a lot of the things that he said, too. But, you know, I'm not covering for the Eagles when I say Nick Sirianni is not the issue here. Come on now. All right, I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata here at the Sportsbook BetMGM. The time now is 8:23. It's the morning. You may wake up hungry. And a lot of people wake up hungry, and you want to take care of you. You got a busy day ahead of you, right? Give yourself a little start, to get you going. That would be Tasty Cake. I mean, your favorite Tasty Cake treat? That's the tough part, is figuring out what your favorite Tasty Cake treat is. Is it the crimpets, the butterscotch crimpets, which would be my favorite? The peanut butter candy cakes, well, another one of my favorites. I like the Tasty Clare pies, too. The pies and the cakes, it's all so good. There's so many favorites. No matter what and where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy it. You earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. Can't ever go wrong with the Beatles. Can't ever go wrong with the Beatles. All right, just to be clear, the Eagles are not... Do I think they're good enough? No. Am I going to defend what happened last week? No, I'm not going to defend it. But the blame has to be put where the blame has to be put, and that's the players. The defense has got to stop somebody. Eagles didn't even, they hardly touched the ball in the second half. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then people, oh, they didn't run the ball enough by the end of the third quarter. That was John Ritchie's brilliant statement. They had the ball 1.5 possessions in the third quarter. In the one series, they had a full series in the third quarter. They ran it twice, and they were unsuccessful on third down. The running game is not as good as it needs to be. I mean, it's at times it's good. It's amazing how it just changes. But No, they got to be better. But it's so easy to blame the coaches. That's not the way it's too easy to blame the coaches. The players are the ones that make plays or don't make plays. Got to be a little accountable. And A.J. Brown was accountable this week for a play in the Seattle game, which Nick Sirianni took the bullet for, took the hit for. I don't want to use the word bullet, especially in today's world. Took the hit for. When he said, yeah, I was hoping for a pass interference call. I mean, that you knew that was a joke anyway. That couldn't have been right. You're not that foolish. And A.J. Brown took responsibility, and I thought he did a good, really good job this week of trying to explain things. And he just wanted to make sure things were clear. All right, here's where he took responsibility for the Seattle game.
Like for the Seattle game, that was on us. Like we messed that up. We improvised and we went on our own. And Nick came out and said, "Oh, I wanted to try to get a flag or something crazy like that." It's like he really made himself look like a fool for us. I have nothing but respect for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because not all coaches do that.
You know, it's just what was he in a tunnel? What happened to the? I know we have sound that a little clearer than that, but you know that was the full bite is on my Twitter account. But he took responsibility. That's the whole point. He took responsibility, which is what you have to do. Joe, wait a minute. There we go. Hey, you want to bring up Joe back at the studio there? I can't bring him up here. I don't know why. Okay, he is.
Oh.
Joe, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard? Good morning,
good. How
buddy.
Are you? Yeah, how are you?
Fine. What I wanted to talk about was the fan base. I mean, every time you listen to the radio and they get on to talk to somebody, they're not too smart. They're not too smart. They have the mentality of Cataldi. Get rid of everybody. Get rid of the coaches. Get rid of this one. You were right. You were 100% right. Get rid of the players.
Well, you can't see, and here's another. Let me just address that point.
You know.
Yeah. They have to get better players.
Yeah, I mean,
and when people say, "See, here's the tough part," and you know, everybody thinks they got an answer. Well, bench the players if they're not doing a good job.
Yeah,
that's not. Well, who are you going to put in?
Right.
If the player you have in there isn't good enough,
right.
Then obviously the player who backs him up isn't good enough, or he would be in there.
Yeah. Right, just yeah. That was the Lombardi thing. Yeah, if you don't want to, right. Yeah, but the fan. I mean, come on. They want to, every time they lose a game, they want to get rid of everybody. The coach. They never mention anything about the players. When you go to school and you graduate, your 12th grade, whatever, and you go to college, you don't carry a teacher around all the time.
Yeah.
Once you're done. So why do they blame the coach? I mean, the coaches are younger than the players just about today.
Well, no, not all of them.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, none of these coaches are real young. And then
yeah.
And then you get rid of
it's
the
okay.
coach that comes in here and beats you. You got rid of the coach.
Which, now all of a sudden people love Jonathan Gannon, where they buried him
they
6 months. These morons out there that buried him. He's a good coach. I don't like
saying.
All the things he said, but he's a good coach.
This is what I'm saying. You listen to these people. I can't listen to this the station anymore. During the week, it's crazy. Yeah, I listen to you all the time on Saturday because you know you're pretty good. You're good.
Well, thanks.
I can't.
Whatever.
People
listen to
it.
A lot of people listen to the station actually, but
yeah, your station.
They want to be tortured. They want to be tortured.
You know why I listen to your station? Because you tell it like it is.
I try to get to the bottom of the reasons why. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, you tell everybody. You know, if you say something stupid, you tell them you're a moron. If you say something you don't like, you tell them.
Right.
These other guys, they like kiss their, you know, whatever.
Their rear ends. Their ass.
To get on the radio. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just... the players are the ones that really need to be accountable. You'll know if a coach is a dope, and they don't have any coaches that are dopes.
No,
I mean
no.
Some coaches they're going to make some changes because the public will demand it, and that's why they'll do it. But they got to get better quality,
players.
More talented players, or players that are better, whatever way you want to phrase it.
Let me ask you this question. I mean, you
yeah.
You've been, if you're in this field, if you're in this game, baseball, whatever it is, basketball, football, you're in it since you were 6 or 7 years old.
Easy. Okay.
But, you know, you come up. I remember when I was a kid, I was playing football.
Okay.
You come up, and now you're in college. Shouldn't you know how to play the game if you're in that? If you're in the major leagues and all? Shouldn't you know how
to
play the game?
But you should. They know how to play, but sometimes they want to do it their way, and they don't always listen to what the coaches think might be better. Hey, money has changed everything.
That's why players are
more independent. Money has changed so many things. All right, our question today, what do you want to see in Philadelphia sports in 2024 other than a championship?
I would like to see the Phillies do something good.
Like, well, you could give me something. Obviously, everybody would like to see him do something.
I would like to see them, you know, win a championship.
You can't answer win a championship.
Okay. You know, whatever. This is just a change in the way they play.
Well,
And don't listen to Harper every time.
So that's your answer. Don't listen to Harper every time. That is an answer. All right. Trey.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I hear you this morning. You keep saying it's the players on the Eagles, which, you know, that's pretty obvious, right? Who signed all these players?
Well, you thought they were better.
All right, this is the so-called great GM, right?
Well, Howie Roseman, for the most part, has done a good job.
Okay, you have some questions here. 230-something-year-old cornerbacks, not one, but you re-signed them both. You let a 20-something-year-old safety go. And it was one of the best, led the league in turnovers, who's 5-7 years younger. You know? Like, that's a horrible decision. You got three linebackers on the team that, like, were on the streets. Now the second receiver, because, you know, Smith down this week, Julio Jones, off the streets. You let the guard go.
Okay, let's address each one individually.
Okay.
There's only so much money you can spend. They do miss Siamalo. You absolutely do miss Siamalo, but they made a draft pick who they think is going to be good, and he's good, but Cam Jurgens is probably not as good as Siamalo. All right,
okay.
So we address that. TJ Edwards, they had to pay other players, and I think he really wanted to go back to Chicago because that's his hometown. So that may not have been out of the realm of possibility.
Okay,
Hargrave, do they miss TJ Edwards? Absolutely. Do they miss Hargrave? Absolutely. But to pay him $20 million, that's where you have, you know, you got to figure out who you're going to pay and how you're going to do it.
Some of the draft picks
haven't worked out the way they thought they would.
And
so
the draft picks are on who? The GM, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you can't judge Jalen Carter, I think, is going to be a good player.
I'm not saying I'm not saying to judge Jalen Carter, but what I'm saying is Howie Roseman only seems to get credit when the good things happen. You know?
Well, he's taking some hits now.
Yeah. When all these bad decisions happen that he's made within the last year,
hey, listen,
no one's really said nothing. Now, if Daryl Morey was the GM of the Eagles, you would be ripping the Eagles right now. Ripping them about the decisions that are made.
Here's the difference. The Eagles have been...
Hold it. Time out.
I'm going to address this. I work for WIP. I'm on the sidelines as part of our broadcast to help with whatever information I can bring people during the broadcast. That's why I'm on the sidelines. I do not work for the Eagles. All right, and let me address... these things that people say, okay, you ripped out. Daryl Morey is an idiot, all right? He's done zero to make the 76ers better. Zero. Now, I'll go even better. Below zero to make the Sixers better. He traded for James Harden when he could have got Tyrese Halliburton. I want you to check Tyrese Halliburton's box scores every night and tell me what an ass Daryl Morey was into making that trade because he had this love affair with James Harden. All right, so Daryl Morey's done nothing. The Sixers can't get past the second round. The Eagles got to a Super Bowl twice in the last 6 years, won one and lost one. Got to a Super Bowl. They're extremely competitive, and they go deep into the playoffs. What have the Sixers done that I should compliment Daryl Morey? Give me an answer.
Did I ever say that you should compliment Daryl Morey?
Well, you said I rip him. Okay, so why shouldn't I rip him?
All I'm saying, Howard,
tell me why I shouldn't rip him.
Why you shouldn't? This is my point, man. For 2024, the question of the day, why don't you criticize the Eagles the same way you criticize the Sixers?
But they're better. They're more competitive. Wait a minute. Their defense sucks, all right? Their defense sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So does the general manager this year.
You can't just take one year at a time. Daryl Morey's history in the NBA is a failure, all right?
I'm talking about Howie Roseman. I'm not talking
about
Daryl.
But you just tried to compare both of them.
Genius.
You want me to compare both of them. Howie Roseman is, obviously, there were some poor draft selections and poor trades. Yes. Okay, so this year, he doesn't deserve a high grade. Absolutely, positively, he has to take some of the responsibility and blame. But Daryl Morey's done nothing in his career. You brought him up. I didn't bring him up. You brought him up.
Because my point is, you get so furious. You nitpick the Sixers, and I get they're
nitpick?
Not
nitpick? What's you good are. About the Sixers?
I'm not saying they're
they
good,
can't
Howard.
Get past the second round.
And I agree with you. Totally.
Okay,
agree.
Thanks for agreeing with me. I'll answer the question. What do you want in Philadelphia sports in 2024 other than a championship?
Judge the other three teams in the city the way you do the Sixers because your own personal hatred.
Okay, it's not a hatred. I don't use the word hate. Hate is a terrible energy, and I will not hate because it's a waste of your energy. Now, I may disagree, I may dislike, but if you want to, and you're the genius, you dope, that brought up Daryl Morey. You rip Daryl Morey, you don't rip Howie Roseman. Hey, this year, Howie Roseman deserves some criticism because not all the things he's done have been good. But they've been so competitive for years. The Sixers aren't competitive. Forget about the regular season because the NBA is a joke, an absolute joke. The regular season sucks. There's no defense. I mean, a team scored 150 last night in regulation. It's a joke, the NBA. But Daryl Morey has done below zero. To improve the Sixers, all right? So don't when you if you're going to bring that up, and I'm criticizing it. Are you happy with the Sixers? Last night was a disgrace, and I'm going to get into that. You know, to kiss Joel Embiid's ass, they want him to. He wants to continue his 30-point-a-game streak. So they're down by 27. And he's still in the game after he hurt his ankle early in the game. Down by 27. He's in there with 4 minutes to go, 4 minutes and change in the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? Well, he's got to get his 30. He's got to get to keep the streak. He's got to get his. He's happy. And they lost by 36. Give me a break. You know, it's just Joel Embiid does what. Whatever the hell he wants to do. And that's a mistake. Now, that happens in other teams in the NBA. It's not just the Sixers. I mean, the players run the. I'm done. I'm going to give you a complete rundown of when he was in the game and why he was in the. It's a joke. All right. The time now is 8:44. All right. Borgata is where we're at. What's happening at the Borgata? Everything that's good happens at the Borgata. I said earlier. The restaurants were killing it last night. So many people. And you know why they were killing it? Because the quality and the restaurants are terrific here at the Borgata. You can pick any one of them. You can pick Angeline. You can pick B Prime. You can pick Old Homestead. You could pick any one of them. And they're all, American Bar and Grill. You can pick any one of them. They're all terrific. So poker room's always packed. Everything's great. Award-winning restaurants, bars, live music, entertainment. It's all terrific. Action at Borgata Casino and Spa. Don't forget the spa. Terrific, too. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. TheBorgata.com for more details. Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team. Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Bardo, Budapest, Alabama, cruise jet, Princess Grace, Peyton Grace, trouble in the Suez. We didn't start the fire. 94, WIP. Let me just give you a recap of the Sixers' 36-point loss at home to the Knicks. Joel Embiid, because he wants his streak of 30 points, he wants his MVP, championship secondary. The Sixers are down 97-80 with 9 minutes to go. Embiid hurt his ankle in the first half. And he's questionable for tonight, but who knows? He might take another 3 weeks off. Who knows? But he's still in the game with 9 minutes to go, down by 17 points. Okay, that's one. He's there with 5:40 to go when he gets his 30th point, and they're down 119 to 83, whatever it was. They're down by impossible. And he's in the game until there's 4 minutes and 40 seconds left. Like, who runs the team? So, I got a text message from a friend, and he makes some really great points, and I'm going to read it to you. The Sixers, Embiid cares about another MVP, correct. The owner cares about a new arena, correct, and a new stadium in Washington. And Harden is playing better away from this team. I can't take it. All right, Rich, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Aaron?
Good, how are you?
God, man, that was a terrible game, man. Joel Embiid is, you got to wonder who runs that team. As far as the Eagles go, man, I see a problem on both sides of this. There's execution on both sides that are at fault. And the defense, you're right, that defense is just laid down and died. I can't agree with people. That
well, they didn't lay down and die. They didn't lay down. I mean, they're playing hard, but I just don't know that they're good enough. That's the problem.
This comes down to people talking about money issues and all this kind of stuff. But you signed the contract. Just do your damn job. I just can't believe the tackles are missing. Open field tackles. I don't get it.
Tackling is not a quality, but there's a lot of teams in the NFL that don't tackle really well. That's another problem. I think because of the lack of practice, the lack of working on those things, it's all part of it.
But, well, I hear people on this morning show talking about, oh, they're tired, oh, they're this, oh, they're that. And Jalen, it's like he's you send plays in, and it's like he's not confident in what was sent in.
I don't know that it's that much. If he sees something, and there was a question this week on, when does the quarterback get together with the head coach? And I was told it was double-digit times he gets together with the head coach. So, whatever the case, that's not the issue either. But it's not... Right now, it's not good, and it's got to be better. All right, our question today, what do you want to see in 2024 other than a championship in Philadelphia sports?
I would like to see I'd like to see the Phillies do a little better than they did last year.
Yeah, that's too general, but I hear you. Yeah, so would everybody. Yeah, you want them to go to the World Series for sure. Scott, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Morning.
I'd like to start with what I'd like to see. I'd like to see Dick Allen make the Hall of Fame. Have that happen by the end of 2024.
I think finally he will. The sad part is Dick Allen has passed away.
I know. Unfortunately,
he should have been in there should have been in there a long time ago. And those writers ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely agree 100%.
Yep.
I do agree with you as well that there's not enough quality on defense as far as the players go.
To blame the coaches is easy. I mean, you got to get some better players. And
it is
just
easy.
Hey, they're playing hard. The guys out there, I'm not questioning that they're not playing hard, but they're just not as good as they need to be, for sure.
Now, agreed. But that being said, I do agree that more criticism needs to go up top. In fact, to let T.J. Edwards go, I know he wanted to go back to Chicago, but to the linebacking core obviously was left way too thin.
Yep.
And, you know,
they do miss him. There's no question they miss him. And I don't know all the dynamics that went into it, but I know he's from Chicago. And I was told he wanted to go back to Chicago, and they offered him a pretty good contract. And I don't know if the Eagles were going to go that route. Here's the problem. When you go to a Super Bowl, whether you win or lose, you always lose players because they're always going to get more money somewhere else. It's a fact of life. But you got to have somebody to put in there. N'Kobe Dean, I don't know if he was going to be good enough.
Nope.
But he got hurt. So we don't know that, you know, if that was – obviously that was one of their thoughts. They had N'Kobe Dean, and they thought he was going to be a good player. So we don't know that.
Now, I'm certainly not in the Sixers camp, but would you agree that Nick Nurse is a – big improvement over most of the coaches that we've had in the past, I don't know, 20
years?
He's
an improvement over Glenn Rivers, for sure. Absolutely. I like Nick Nurse as a coach. The only problem I have with Nick Nurse is Daryl Morey, obviously, it kisses Joel Embiid's ass, but you got to get somebody on the other cheek. So he's asked Nick Nurse to kiss his other cheek while Daryl Morey kisses one cheek and Nick Nurse kisses the other cheek. And do whatever he wants to do. But Nick Nurse is a good coach. So, I do like him as a coach, yes.
Listen, one thing I do want to point out, I agree with you that the players are responsible, but I think responsibility needs to be spread out. There's responsibilities on the coaches as well. Nick obviously was involved in the hiring of Desai. Okay? Desai might be a great guy, and from everything I've heard, he is. However, he was not ready to be a defensive coordinator.
Well, okay, so let me backtrack here a little bit. You've already said that the defense isn't – the players aren't good enough, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay,
yes,
so you can't 100%. Judge – it's unfair to judge the defensive coordinator based on players that you don't think are good enough anyway.
Is it fair to judge him on the fact that he didn't know how to do the scouting properly, and
I don't know that that's the case. Listen, he's not doing it alone.
Howard,
yes.
We do know that that's the case. We do know.
No. Okay, tell me why. Tell me how you do know that's the case.
Okay, listen.
Don't give me an okay. Tell me how you do know that's the case.
This is the point where you're going to start calling me a nitwit and name calling and everything.
I'm asking you a question.
Listen, when a caller makes a point based upon something that's been reported in the news, I'm not breaking anything that hasn't been reported in the news by saying that. Okay. It's fact that we know that the defensive back who came in, who has not been playing well, not been holding up his end, we know that he took over scouting because it was not being done properly by the side. That means a lack of that's
we
ignorance.
Don't
that's not knowing
know
how
that.
To do your job properly.
We don't. Hey, Scott, I got to go, but that's all right. We don't know that. We don't know that. 50%, and I'm being kind, of the reports out there are inaccurate, especially when they're on social media. It's not social, it's not media. 50%. We don't know that. They don't have good enough players, so you can't judge. I don't know that. Son Desai has been in the NFL. It's not like he came out of nowhere. And they made a change to Matt Patricia, and it didn't change anything last week. So, all right. We'll get back to the phones. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. The time now is 8:58. And you are hungry at this time of the morning. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Tasty cake. I can go and, you know, there's shops here that have tasty cake. I stop at the rest stop on the way down when I come down to Atlantic City, and they have tasty cake. And every time I look, I see something. You know what? I've had that, and I like that. Your favorite tasty cake, you cannot come up with one favorite tasty cake because they're all so good. Yeah, okay. I've lived on a crimpet all my life here in Philadelphia. Butterscotch crimpet, by the way. I like the jelly crimpets, but the butterscotch is my favorite. Peanut butter candy cake. Yeah, it's pretty good, too. The cakes, the pies, it's all good. So before you get your busy day started, do what feels good for yourself. Have a snack. And at any time of the day, you can do that. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands.
94 WIP is rolling to hour number two. And just to address the last caller. I love when callers say, I know. No, you don't. Because you believe a report. And if players say something, a lot of times they're saying it to make an excuse. I don't know whether Sean Desai was a good defensive coordinator or not. Not with the players that they have. Nobody complained when they were 10-1. Nobody complained. Or very few people complained. Yeah, it's easy to kind of look back and say, oh, you know, he wasn't good enough. I don't know that. Not with the players they have. I don't know that. I think he's a sharp guy. I don't know if he's a defensive coordinator. Obviously, they went through a lot of interviews and looked at a lot of people and interviewed a lot of people. And that was the one that he came up with. You know, the last caller is probably the same guy that buried Jonathan Gannon. Ah, now he thinks he lost the Super Bowl. He did this. He did that. Jonathan Gannon was a good defensive coordinator. But, you know, the same people that are burying him now have all the answers. So, I mean, that's where I'm coming from with that. I mean, it's just, Scott, you think you know. You don't know based on the players they have. And it obviously didn't change when they made a change. Bam, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, what's going on? How you doing today?
How you doing, Bam?
I'm all right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Somebody called me this morning, made sure they told me to call you this morning. One of the guys that used to work with you at Borgata. He's a photographer by the name of Mike.
Okay. All right. He's like, that's good.
Make sure you call Howard this morning. All right. But, I think with the game this weekend, Howard, I know we're going to be like, hopefully we can not be the 5 seed, but if we are the 5 seed, we should let them play at least.
Yeah, I think it's hard, it's a stretch to think that Dallas is going to lose to Washington. Yeah. And Dallas isn't that good either. They're going to get beat too.
Yeah. But I think they should start the starters for at least the first series. And see how it goes and sit them for the rest of the game.
Well, I know you want to see how Dallas and Washington is going. I think they're going to play the starters. Yes.
That's how I see it, but I don't know how you feel about it. You know, like I said.
Yeah, I think they should start. They should start the normal starters. Yes.
All right. And to answer your question.
Yep.
What I'm in 2024. I'm going with Jack Fritz and them. Let's go trout fishing.
Jack Fritz what?
What Jack Fritz said, let's go trout fishing.
Yeah, they're not getting trout. As much as people want them, trout ain't coming. He's not coming here. So, but that's all right. But I'll put you down there. Thanks, Bam. Let's go to Jim, you're on WIP.
Jim. Howard, good morning, buddy.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
People are giving you a hard time today.
Well, they always give me a hard time because they think, I mean, I've criticized the Eagles defensively. I've criticized them. I mean, what more do you want me to do? They deserve criticism, and they know it. And they've got to be better, and I don't know that they can be better. But to make the comparison between them and the Sixers, I mean, the Sixers have failed for 20 years, 30, I don't even know. They failed for so many years, and Daryl Morey's done nothing in his career to identify him as a good front office executive. Nothing.
Hey, let's forget about the Sixers and
okay.
keep on the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking if we had the Baltimore Ravens defense, would people still be calling and complaining about our play calling? What do you think?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, somebody brought up, I forget who it was, that brought up the stat yesterday that the station went on, the Eagles are tired. I don't think they're tired. I just don't think they're good enough. Tired because there's too many defensive snaps for the defense. You know, the Baltimore Ravens have basically the same number of defensive snaps per game as the Eagles.
Actually, I knew that. It's not the...
and they're the number one seed in the AFC. They're the number one seed in the AFC.
Exactly. So. Anyway, here's what I'm hoping for, to answer your question.
Yep.
I want to see the Eagles make the second round and beat the 49ers in San Francisco. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, well...
it could happen. Come on.
Well, no, it could. I don't think it will. I think they can win the first playoff game. I do think that. But I think it would be difficult to beat the 49ers out there. I do think that. But, Jim, I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great day. Have a great day. All right. It's loser time here. A Captain Loser Cowboy. Yeah. What can I do for you?
Well. If it isn't the king of the buffoons and idiots,
I'm
so glad that the listeners are finally starting to realize what I have been saying for 20 years about who your real employer is. Okay? I'm finally starting to hear some callers realize.
I'm telling you, I have not ever gotten a paycheck that says Philadelphia Eagles on it.
You talk about the Sixers coaches like a dog. You talk about the Phillies manager like a dog.
Wait a minute. I think Nick Nurse is a good coach. I think Nick Nurse is a good coach.
You just said that now because the guy brought it up earlier.
No. I've said it. I've been consistent with that.
Well,
I've been consistent with that.
Give him a time. You'll be chewing him up soon.
Okay.
And since Andy Reid, every Eagle coach, this is you with every Eagle coach.
I buried Buddy Ryan. I buried Rich Kotite. Andy Reid was a really good coach. Chip Kelly, I don't think, was a good enough coach.
Oh, you say that now?
No, I said it because he's not a pro coach.
Okay, another thing I like to say.
You're an idiot. And a dope. And a moron. And a loser.
Yeah, and you're what? You're what? And what are you?
Okay.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, you were 10-1. And I told you this wasn't a good football team. And you called me all kind of names, as you usually do. And by the way, that's what you do when you have no answers. You just call people names. And you told me I was the dope, and I was this, and I was that. And lo and behold, look who looks like the dope now. You.
Is that right?
You. I told you a couple weeks ago when the Cowboys lost.
I questioned whether they were going to the Super Bowl.
I said relax.
I thought they were better than they're playing right now, and they are not.
Two of the next three, the Giants, the Cardinals, and the Giants.
You're pounding your chest here. The Cowboys suck. The Cowboys are lucky they're going to win the division.
The Cowboys suck. What are the Eagles?
The officials gave them the game last week.
Let's see. I knew you was going to bring that up. So let's take it back, dingbat. What about the phantom trip call? Because if that call isn't made, the Cowboys run the clock out. We don't even get to that 2 minute, that 2 point conversion. See, I was just waiting for you to walk in.
That was a matter. That's a judgment. The mistake that the officials made was not a judgment.
Well, guess what? It was a flat-out mistake. It was the Lions trying to be slick, like you.
And you know what? And they pulled it off, too. And the official will not officiate a playoff game because he made a huge mistake.
Well, that's, well first off, they
he changed the outcome of the game. Okay, on a mistake, not an opinion and a bad...
Yeah, right, not an opinion, sure. The Phantom trip call had nothing to do with it, right, I'm sure. Anyway, that's... how long have you been on the sidelines during games? I know the answer, but I want to hear you say it.
Now, go ahead. How
over
long?
Over 20 years, right? Over 20 years?
No, no, because they didn't allow local sideline reporters for over 20 years.
How long have you been
on there?
I remember you being down there when you was on
12 years.
12, okay.
12 years.
Now, here's the question I have to ask you. I'm pretty sure you saw a lot of offensive linemen declare eligible before, correct?
I assume so. I mean, what's your point?
Okay, I'm giving you my point if you answer the questions. How many times have you seen three offensive linemen go to the referee for one offensive lineman to declare? See, what they did was they tried to be...
The guy he declared as the eligible receiver wasn't even on the field talking to him yet.
He was running on the field, and he...
But he wasn't there, the official left. You are... Here's
a
question I have for you.
Tell
me if this sounds like I'm hanging up on you. That's my question for you, dope. Number 70 wasn't even there yet, but the official went brain dead and remembered that he declared earlier in the game and he didn't pay attention and he made a mistake that changed the outcome of the game. John, you're on WIP.
Howard, how's it going?
Just great. I never had a bad day in my life.
Well, Howard, everybody's been talking about the defense, and I mean, if we look back at last year, right, the defense was successful because they were, you know, the offense was just steamrolling over the team, and that's why the defense piled up the stats. And it's the same defense as last year. I mean, the coaches changed, but it's still not a good defense. But if we look at the offense, I mean, the offense brought 9 players back, and I know earlier you said Salamal was better player, right, than Jury. But, I mean, Swift, I think Swift is better. I mean, what is going on with the offense? And when we talk about the offense...
I don't think the offensive line is good, but not as good as they were last year.
And, you know, I know you said that. I still think it's a good offensive line, but...
No, I do, too. No. I think it's a good offensive line, but I don't think they're as good as last year.
You know, one of the things you're seeing defenses blitz them a lot, and they still only usually have five people in blocking. And you know, the tight ends occasionally do.
They have the tight ends in the block. That's why they have these tight ends, because they can block.
I feel like they're not doing enough to protect.
I'm not worried about the offense. I think the offense, if they have the ball. They still scored 24 points, and they hardly had the ball last week. So I think the offense is okay, but defense is what really is the issue here. We got to stop with the offense. The defense is really the issue here.
But the play calling, Howard,
they scored 24 points, and they hardly had the ball last week.
I'm looking at the last 3 plays of that game last week. Probably
and you know what? And some of those calls, don't give me the third and the screen pass on the 3rd and 20. That was not that was an option as an escape, as an outlet if Jalen Hurts had pressure, because you couldn't get sacked because it would have taken you out of field goal range with the wind blowing from that end. So Jalen is the one. They saw some things, and Jalen made that was a play call. But Jalen saw some things with guys blitzing up or coming through the gaps, and he thought he could get outside, and he couldn't because Arizona did a good job. You can't base it on 3 plays. That was a terrible sequence of plays. There's no question.
But here's the other thing. Jalen doesn't throw the ball away when he's in pressure like that. So why even
But that's not the play call.
I don't know. I just.
Wait a minute. You just said you don't know. That's not the play call. If he doesn't throw the ball away, what's the coach supposed to say? Hey, timeout, timeout. He's back. He's behind the line. Timeout, timeout. And the coach runs out to the quarterback and says, hey, Jalen, you got to throw the ball away here. And he runs back. He says, okay, we're back. And then he throws the ball away. What the hell are you talking about?
You said the coach doesn't
call the right place, and then you say Jalen doesn't throw the ball away.
You're talking the bubble screen is the outlet, but he should just throw the ball away, and he never does that.
No, because he's trying, and on that play, he's trying to make a play. It's third and 20. You're just trying to make a play, and the outlet gives you a chance to make a play. No, that's incorrect. All right, give me your best, what you want to see it as a Philadelphia sports in 2024.
2024, I would love to see Jason Kelce come back for another year. And it's just not because I still think he's playing at a very high level. And
I don't know that he's coming back. Yep.
I don't think he is. But
there's a point where you got to say, it's over. Hey, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the call. We'll get back to the phones. Everybody's an expert. Yeah. And the coach, he doesn't like the play calls. And then he says, Jalen, and it sounded like a nice guy, Jalen's got to throw the ball away. Well, that's part of your coaching. And he knows what he should or shouldn't do at times. You know, why should he throw the ball away on the screen pass? You don't want to throw the ball away. You want to try to make a play. But you don't want to get sacked. We're at the Borgata, at the Sportsbook, BetMGM. Eagles football tomorrow, 4:25. Hopefully the rain or the snow or whatever it is gone. But it's going to be cold in New York and on that wonderful field. Time now is 9:20, and here's what's happening at Borgata. What's happening is I could be here for hours and tell you what's happening. The action in the poker room is great. Terrific. Always packed. Every time I walk by the poker room, it's big and it's packed. And it's open 7 days a week. Excitement. Yep, it's only miles away. The restaurants, and I mentioned earlier, they're all sensational, and they were killing it last night. I mean, I'd stop in and say hello to all the guys. They were killing it. That's because they're terrific. The bars are great, the live music, the entertainment. The casino's big with your favorite slot and table game. The spa's terrific. I can't say enough good things. I've been here for a long time, doing shows here for a long time. I can't say enough great things about Borgata. The spa is just another level above. Everything is sensational. And start your planning your getaway. You can do it and just check it all out at theborgata.com for more details. Okay, I'm going to make this clear. I don't think the Eagles are good enough. Their defense is, it's really poor, all right? Their defense is poor. How do they fix that? They need better players, or they need players to play better. I don't know that they have enough of those players right now. But if people are going to be pissed, because I don't want to blame the coaches, how can you blame the coaches when you've already identified that you know that the players aren't good enough? Offensively, they scored 24 points last week. It wasn't good enough. You know, the other points were on the interception for the touchdown. But it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. Because they never had the ball. Because the defense didn't stop the other team. You know, Nick Sirianni spoke yesterday. And, Dan, the cut where he talks about happy that players have accountability. I forget which one that was. Yeah, and he addressed A.J. Brown talking about having accountability, whether he does it publicly, as long as he does it in the building. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni.
This whole team, like, our third core value is accountability, and that's a portion of it. And so accountability the only portion of accountability I care about is that what happens in this building. Like, that was nice of AJ to say that. He didn't have to say that, because all I really care about is that the accountability takes place here, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters, is if we're getting better as a unit, and that we're getting better as a team based off the mistakes we've made and based off the good things that we've done.
You know, and that's important. And AJ Brown didn't have to say it, but I thought he did a really good job. And then people still criticize him for doing it. Well, yeah, you go rogue. I mean, I love that word. You know, reporters, oh, they went rogue, or callers or talk show people or whatever. They went rogue on that play. No, it was a play design that wasn't the right place to go with the football. That was a mistake by the quarterback. So whatever the case. All right, Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King.
Morning.
Before I commence, just for informational purposes, NHL, 110 a day on the road, 55 at home. NFL, 122 a day. NBA, 156 on the road.
What are you talking about? I don't know what your numbers are.
The what? Mail money.
Okay.
Now,
so the NBA gets more meal money on the road than the other place.
Yes, okay. Amazing. Second thing, looming on the horizon, Arch Manning. They're like ants at a picnic. You can't get rid of them.
I don't care about Arch Manning. Don't you have anything else to talk about the Eagles?
You'll see what happens there.
I don't care about Arch Manning. We're talking about the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Now the Eagles.
I'm sorry. We're in Philadelphia. Why do I care about Arch Manning?
You're right. I have a friend who likes to wager. He asked me what I thought about the game. I know it's here to the fact. I told him, take the 12, Arizona, going to win out.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else to add other than you told him to take the 12?
No.
Okay, good. All right, then let me move on. All right, Jim, you're on WIP. That's the last thing I care about. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I want to say, I'll go backwards and say the thing I would most like to see in 2024 is Bryce Harper win another MVP. I would love to see him have that kind of year.
Okay. And I will tell you, if I had the choice, and Dan Wilson at the studio has the choice, that would not be my selection. I don't care about MVPs. I care about championships. All right? I don't care about MVPs. He won an MVP. They didn't win a championship. Joel Embiid falsely won the MVP last year. It should have been Jokic. But they didn't win a championship. So I don't care about MVPs. But that's all right. I hope Bryce Harper – hey, listen, I hope Bryce Harper has a terrific year. I do. I don't care if he wins the MVP. I just hope he has a terrific year.
Me too.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, I know you noticed it in the Cardinals game, was that they used the I formation using a fullback – a tight end as a fullback. And do you think that could be a useful thing for the Eagles
to do? It depends on what the – no. You are going so far. You're reaching so far. You know what's a useful thing for them to do? Stop the run. Be able to have the ability to cover short passing. I don't care about a tight end as a fullback. I really don't. I really don't. Hey, Lamont.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hello and goodbye. He's a Cowboy fan who adds nothing. So it's Charlie. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Hall of Fame voting. Is it surprising that Chase Utley is so far ahead of Jimmy Rollins in the voting?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't think either one of them are Hall of Famers, but Chase Utley is just, it's like the media just just loves Chase Utley. And Jimmy Rollins, it's too late for him, but I don't think Chase Utley's a Hall of Famer. But it's just, yeah, he's getting a lot of support, and he was a good, really good player for the Phillies. But I have standards for the Hall of Fame, and I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
It seemed like a lot of the first-time guys are getting a lot of votes.
Yeah, because a lot of the first-time guys probably never saw him play either.
Joe Mauer, a actual legitimate surefire first ballot Hall of Famer.
Is who?
Joe Mauer.
You know what? It's hard because they don't want to vote for a guy as a first-time in a Hall of Famer. Joe Mauer is a Hall of Famer, but I don't know that he's a first-time Hall of Famer. Let's go to Mark. I'm sorry. Let's go to Drew. Drew, you're
on
WI. Hey,
Howard.
Morning.
Morning, Howard.
Hey.
I continue to be, perplexed at the constant focus on the offense. I mean, the Eagles score the same points they scored last year. The average is, identical.
I know. And that's not the issue. They scored 24 points last week and they hardly had the ball.
Right. Right. I mean, how many points do you want the offense to score when you have the ball for 20 minutes?
Hey, listen, you're preaching to the choir here. The defense, you got to address the defense. And as I've said, I'm tired of the coaches always taking the blame. Hey, there's some good coaches on every team, and there's some poor coaches on every team. But I don't know that you can really judge the coach when the players just aren't good enough. And don't tell me the coach can make them better. We can see. I don't know what miracle the coach can do on defense. They've got to. I can't believe they just can't. They can't stop the run. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they can't stop the run or the pass, Howard. I mean, the touchdown last year, I think they allowed 22 touchdown passes last year. They've already given up 50% more than that. I mean,
I don't even know what the number is. But, I hear you.
I don't think there's a defensive coordinator alive or dead that could make this set of personnel on defense work, okay? I just don't. That's my take, okay? And Howie Roseman is first on the list of who you blame for constructing the defensive personnel.
He needs to do a better job.
Yeah. And I know we had to pay the quarterback, and that has an impact across the team, but he still went way too far thinking that you could run out linebackers like Nick Morrow, who is slower than me.
Thought they had N'Kobe Dean, and they really believed in N'Kobe Dean. We don't know that yet, but he got hurt again.
Yeah, and he's been injury prone his whole career.
Yeah,
so
who's good? Avante Maddox is really good, and he always gets hurt. I think he's going to play tomorrow, but he always gets hurt. But really nice player. Yeah, but it just doesn't matter. They've got to be better. They've got to be better.
Yeah, and I know you're right. No one was complaining vociferously when they were 10-1, except we did see that they barely beat the Commanders twice despite scoring.
Yeah, they had their flaws. All right, what do you want to see in Philadelphia sports in 2024?
I mean, to me, Howard, the Phillies finally win a World Series.
Other than a championship, I made the clarification. Oh, okay. You can't take a championship. That's too easy.
Okay. All right. Well, then the Flyers making a crazy, unexpected run to the Stanley Cup final.
Okay. Flyers run. Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. All right. Hey, Drew, have a great day and a great weekend.
You too.
215-592-9494. We'll come back with Mark Lawrence, take a look at the weekend football, see if we can get a couple more callers in. And we'll have the winner to our $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great place to watch the playoff games. Three locations, Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. Great food, great ambience. It's terrific. And we'll have a winner of that $100 gift certificate coming up. Time now is here at the Borgata, and everywhere on the East Coast is 9:37. All right, what's your first thought when you want to treat yourself with something to eat? There's a lot of people that are going to say Tasty Cake. That's because it's so, so good. It's, you take a bite. You know, when I get the pack of the butterscotch crimpets, I say, you know, I don't want to eat all three because I don't want to overeat. And then once you start, you can't stop. And it's that way with probably every product that they have. Everybody's got a favorite. And you got to treat yourself once in a while. You have to treat yourself, and the way to do that is with Tasty Cake. Nothing, there's nothing like it. Makes you feel good, you enjoy it, and with all you do, you've earned it, and you deserve it. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. Oh, yeah, I want you to know how good the Eagles are right now, which ain't happening. Hey, they're in the playoffs, and anything can happen. Is it likely to anything? Is it likely they'll go to the Super Bowl? No, but obviously, whatever. It's just they got some challenges ahead of them. And to talk about the weekend football, and one of those games would be the Eagles, would be Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you?
Just another day in paradise. Can't you tell? Eagles are playing.
Are you at the Borgata?
Great. Yeah, I'm at the Borgata.
Cool. I can tell.
Yeah. So, all right. All right, let's and we'll start with the NFL, and then we'll get to the national championship game. There's games today. There's games tomorrow. Mark, how difficult is it to pick a game when teams aren't playing? A lot of these teams aren't playing their starters.
Well, there's more intrigue here, obviously, and I sort of addressed this yesterday in an e-letter that I put out, and I think these are games that you can find some value if you look hard enough in here, largely because a lot of coaches, you're handicapping more the coach than you are the teams here, and the odds makers are the ones that do the adjusting because of all that.
I get
so
it.
So you're left to decipher, you know, is what you're offering me a fair price? And if you find some coaches that like to go out in style, John Harbaugh, as an example, you know, likes to win games, especially when he goes into playoff situations like that. That's what you're capitalizing on. So hence, because of something like that, you're getting John Harbaugh as a home underdog in a game here where, if it weren't the situation, he'd be a solid home favorite in this football game. He'd be laying probably 6 points in the game.
Right. So
you're looking for value is what you're looking for.
Okay. So would that be one of the teams that you like this weekend?
Yes, it is. Largely because of Harbaugh. And you have to also think that that Baltimore does not want to see Pittsburgh in the playoffs. It's a team that they don't need in their path. They know them real well. Pittsburgh does. Pittsburgh gives them fits before in the past. And I think they'll dispose of this team here. You got a backup quarterback in Tyler Huntley, who is 6-3 in the 9 starts that he's made in his career. I think there's a lot of value in a football game like this with Baltimore today.
All right. Who else do you like?
Well, I'm going to look at another game that most people might not want to get to, but I'm going to fade Seattle in this football game here this week here. And I'm not a big fan of where the Seahawks are right now against Arizona. Arizona's closing up pretty good here right now, but Seattle's got a lot of problems here. They've been out-yarded in each of the last 6 football games in a row. They're not worthy of laying points on the road, especially with the pressure on them. And Arizona's going to play their full complement of players. You don't have to worry about substitutions and things like that with Arizona, the home dog here. I think Arizona's a live home dog in this game.
Yeah, and there's a lot of revenge games this weekend, which some of them I tend to look at. Like, I think the Packers are so overrated, and the Bears are in revenge, and sometimes it's good to take a team in revenge, and the Bears are playing well. Do you like a side in that game?
I think that's the prototypical revenge game you're looking at here. A team like Chicago, who's not going anywhere, the pressure's all on Green Bay, and Chicago's playing their best football of the season right now, and you have to take advantage of a situation like that. And you're getting some extra added value in points with Green Bay because of the situation. I think Chicago's a real live dog, especially in the revenge role today.
Yeah, and you look at Denver's in revenge, and I mean, they benched the quarterback. I don't know how the team's reacted to all that. I'm not a Raiders fan. Do you have any preference in that game at all?
I'm not a big Raiders fan either here, but I don't know if I want Denver in the football game. You know, Sean Payton's going to start everything all over anew next year, you know, starting stripping things down with the quarterback and so forth and whatnot. And I don't know how tremendously focused they're going to be. And you just wonder, you have to wonder, if the Raiders are going to come and play this game for their interim coach here in this football contest. They like them. They've been playing some really good football here. And this could be the game that puts them over the hump. If they win this, they've won 3 of the last 4 football games and will then have covered all 4 games here. I think the Raiders are going to come hard in this football contest.
All right. And Tampa, it looks too easy. I mean, the number's not an easy number, but Carolina is terrible. And Tampa, if they win the game, they win the division. A team in need, do you look more at that team or not at that team?
No, I would look to Carolina here, a team that has really nothing to lose in a football game like this. Tampa Bay, again, like you said, all the pressure in the world. You've got a quarterback that's not sound. Baker Mayfield with bruised ribs. He's going to have a flak jacket on of some sort. And it's a game that Carolina, I think, could close their season up and maybe build on next year. Again, pressure all on Tampa Bay in a game like this. Must-win games. The must-win games are teams that they put themselves in that position because they didn't win games they were supposed to win earlier on. So I think the pressure's all on Tampa Bay here.
You know what? Detroit's an interesting situation. They really, I don't know that they have that much to play for other than the way they lost last week. And that coach obviously is angry. And just to win the game to put a stamp on this season, I kind of look at him that way, even though Minnesota's in revenge. Do you like a side in that game?
I agree with you. Minnesota does have revenge. Minnesota is mathematically alive in the playoffs here, albeit only a miracle. But you know the coach, and we talked about coaches and you handicapped coaches in last games. This coach will come to play Dan Campbell, and he's furious about what happened at Dallas in his last game. And I think there's a little bit of value here if you look at the football contest as well. They laid 2.5 or 3 points at Minnesota just 2 weeks ago, and this line hasn't swung at all or been compensated for. I think there's value to Detroit, who I think will be angry coming into the football game.
All right, and I don't know how you look at the Eagles game. It's revenge within 3 weeks, which I never think it's easy for a team to duplicate what they did the first time, the second time when you're playing that close to one another. How do you look at the Eagles game?
Well, we all know, obviously, they need a refresher here. And, you know, they've lost not only four of the last five games, but they lost the money in all five contests, which says they're obviously not playing good football, their worst of the season here. And to have to beat that same team, again, two times in 3 weeks is very, very difficult, especially as a division opponent. But truth be known, they just completely dominated the Giants in that Monday Night Football game. They beat them by 170 yards in the game, much, much more than the scoreboard indicated here. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Eagles don't break out and come up with a big football game this week, knowing that the playoffs are on tap here and they've got to get some momentum built up here.
Wow, that's an interesting way to look at it, laying that many points on the road. And Tyrod Taylor is now going to be the quarterback, not Danny Pancakes or Meatballs or whatever the heck his name was, or Tommy. Well, I don't even know what his name is anymore. It's 3 seconds of fame is over. But so it's an interesting way to look at it. All right, Monday night, national championship. I want to like Washington. Would that be a good way to lean as we look at it right now?
I think it's a real good lean here, Howard. You know, you've got a football team here that, number one, is playing a Rodney Dangerfield card, getting no respect. They were dog here last game. They were dog in the championship game in this Pac-12 conference. And that's a trait that they've succeeded in under Kalen DeBoer, their head coach. They've been an underdog five times with him. They've won all five football games straight up. Didn't even need the points. And if you look at the fundamental matchup here, Washington's strength is terrific in this game. They have the best wide receiver group in all of college football. They got a quarterback that can deliver the football here. And I think they're coming in here on a real nice roll here. I think this is, again, all pressure on Michigan. And hopefully Jim Harbaugh gets stopped in his tracks, his cheating tracks in his football game.
Yeah,
I like Washington to win the game.
Yeah, they're going to be, how about this? They're going to let him win a national or try to win a national championship. And next year there's going to be all kinds of sanctions. It's just
for sure.
The NCAA, what a bunch of frauds they are. All right, Mark, have a great week. Hopefully there's no rain or snow by game time tomorrow, so I don't have to deal with that. But the Eagles kind of straighten out some of the things that they need to straighten out. All right, if anybody has interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the Internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great weekend. Thanks. I'll talk to you
later. Enjoy the game. Stay warm, Howard. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. So now we got to deal with the winner. And, Dan, we haven't spoken about this. What were you looking at, Dan?
Yeah, so there were a few answers. Matthew in Deptford gave the Sixers escape the second round. John wants Jason Kelce to return, but my personal favorite answer, and you seem to like it as well, so I felt comfortable going with it. Scott and King of Prussia wants Dick Allen to finally get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's you know, that would be he's deserved it for so long. It's just, and Scott from King of Prussia, so he wins the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Three locations. You want to watch some playoff games. You want to watch national championship. McGurk's would be the place. Three locations. Horsham. Food's great. The atmosphere's great. Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. And congratulations to Scott winning the $100 gift certificate. All right. Back at the studio, Dan Wilson. And here, Caleb Fleeger. Phew. Boy, how about the first time in, what, a month that I've gotten your last night? Yeah, I know. And you're, wow. All right. Glenn Mack now and Mike Sielski are next. Everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks to all the callers. They got it figured out, so hopefully we figured it out together. And thanks, as always, to the Borgata. Everybody, have a great weekend. Eagles football tomorrow, 4:25. WIP, and the time now is 9:54.